Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Elizabeth Gilbert said, "Someday you're going to look back on this moment of your life as such a sweet time of grieving. You'll see that you were in mourning and your heart was broken, but your life was changing." All right, let's talk about the final phase in the reality of transformation. Now, okay, there's nuance here, right? There's insight, there's all these other aspects of transformation, but I kind of wanted to talk about some of the harsh realities of it in this series, just so that we can build a better picture of what we're really talking about when we're talking about growth work. And so the final phase before you kind of sprout, let's say, into who you're supposed to be, is that you'll reach this stage of mourning. And the reason being is because you are grieving the loss of who you used to believe that you were. Remember at the very beginning how I said, truth is trying to emerge from the depth of who you are. Well, before that happens, you've got a whole picture, right? You've got all these models of reality. Ooh, if I do this, I'll be accepted. If I do this, I'll be loved. Ooh, this would make me worthy. Ooh, this would make me love my life. And so you've got all of these different models of reality. And so maybe you see yourself as a CEO. You see yourself as this like business tycoon. That was like one of mine, to be honest. I was really into that world for a while. And so you see yourself as all these different things. And then the truth comes at you from within you and it disintegrates your whole picture of reality. All the models you've made to keep yourself safe, to find belonging and validation, they're all going to be spoiled now. Now truth is coming for a reckoning. Well, perhaps you really want that truth, right? Perhaps you do want to transform. And so though you're going to have the sorrow, though you're going to have the pain and the discomfort, right? You do want to get where you're going. And so when that happens, even if you want this new reality, there's a whole identity that you're leaving behind. And that's worth knowing. Now, sometimes, even if that identity isn't, you know, maybe you wouldn't put it on a poster board or write a bio about it in Forbes magazine. Maybe your identity was that you were a drunk and your thought process to yourself was that you couldn't do anything right ever. Well, even so, that's how you kept yourself safe in the world. And so the loss of that is going to cause a grieving process. Also, you know, some people might not, like your life might not work for other people anymore, right? And so you might lose friends in this process. You might lose family in this process. Right? Hopefully not, but like at some point we just got to go the way we're going to go. And if other people aren't interested in going where we're going, sometimes you just have to be at peace with the divergence of path. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't grieve what it is that you went through. You have to. You had something and then you lost it, right? Whether it was good or bad, the human thing, which is the only thing that could be expected of you, is to grieve that loss. And so the reason I say that is because sometimes when we are moving in a really positive direction in our lives and we are transforming, there's this a low-level sadness and we don't know why. And we're like, God, I'm just sad. I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know what's happening here. Well, oftentimes what's happening is you're grieving and there are like acceptable times to feel things in our world, which is stupid because humans can feel anything at any time, but we've got a culture and we've got a roadmap. So here we are. So if you grieve the loss of a friend or like a death or something, it's an acceptable thing. But there's no talk about what happens when you're just grieving a picture of who you aren't anymore, you know? And so we don't know where to put that, which is one of the reasons I wanted to make it a phase, because when you notice it, It's important to recognize it and identify it as being what it is so that you can move through it. Because if you repress it because you're not supposed to have it or you shouldn't have it, what's happening there is that you're going to actually just prolong the whole damn thing, right? Because all of our emotions must be felt. They're like energy that's come up as a byproduct of us moving through the world. And so we've got to move through that energy. We can't just stuff it down inside. It doesn't work that way. I mean, we can, but it's always going to be there. And so whenever we're ready, we're going to have to go through it. And so recognizing that there's this interesting grieving process that a lot of people don't see coming in transformation can be really beneficial. And sometimes it'll pop up 6 months later. I think that's one of the things that really happened for me is like I went through this massive rock bottom type, oh, you are transforming. And then about a year later, like I had really done a lot of work. I had worked through a lot of things and I just got sad. And I'm like, man, what the hell? I have no reason to not be happy right now. Well, if you're not happy, you're not happy. So recognize it, sit with it, try to figure out what's going on. Oftentimes what's happening is that you're just grieving the loss of who you used to believe that you were. Now, the final thing that I wanted to say here, when we talk about transformational work, I had it posited to me by a friend the other day. He was asking, like, do you think this is necessary? Like, what about people that look at this transformational work, or they look at growth work, or they look at post-traumatic growth work like we do with the Special Forces experience, and they just say, like, that's unnecessary. Like, what do you say to those people? And what I say to those people is, if it's unnecessary, then it's unnecessary. Don't do it. You know, like, I mean, there's a point where we've just got to live out what we believe in the world. Now, the thing that I think is really difficult for us, and the thing that I would urge you to do, is to just be really honest with yourself about your life, right? About the way that it's feeling, about the way that it's looking. Because, you know, I noticed as I was getting older, as I approached 30, actually, it's probably on the other end of 30, one of the things I noticed in people is that many people are becoming a much worse version of who they are. Of who they were. Like they were like more cynical, more resentful, kind of like more bitter. And I was trying to figure out like what's, and I felt it in myself as well, which is probably why I saw it in so many other people, right? Projection, but it's still worth understanding that that happens to a lot of people. And one of the reasons I think that life in itself is just inherently traumatizing, right? I mean, first of all, no one gets out alive. Second of all, a whole host of things aren't going to work out for you. Third of all, we get these surprise disasters, like surprise you have cancer, surprise your friend is dead, all of this stuff. Like life is inherently traumatizing. And so as we go through those things, if we don't know how to face them in a forthright way, which allows us to at least mentally order them in a productive way, if not grow from them, well, then what happens is we go the other way because we are going somewhere in this life. And so our psyches work on momentum. And so often what happens is our psyches just get hijacked by these pessimistic narratives. And so if you don't think transformational work is important or you don't think growth work is important, what I would say to you is that it's not. Don't do it. But be super honest with yourself about whether things are really working out for you. Like, are you happy with all of this? Like, is this going in a direction that you're good with? Or like my situation is I was looking around and just kind of being like, this life is bullshit. Why is anybody talking about this? I had some friends die and I was just like, I can't accept this. Like, what is this situation we're in? And the reason I say that to you is because that admittance to myself about the way that I felt about my life was the very thing that I can look back and really kick this whole thing off. Right? It was just the recognition that like, this is bullshit. What is this situation that I'm in? I'm sick of like pretending that I'm happy or pretending that I'm positive because this is garbage. And we have a lot of expectations in our life. Like things are placed on our shoulders and they're not necessarily ours to always carry, right? And so that might be religious belief that gets placed on your shoulders. It might be altruism. Whatever your parents believed, oftentimes they'll just hand to you to carry, and we'll carry things for years not knowing that they were never ours to carry in the first place. And so one of the things that happens is we get trapped carrying these things. Like maybe you get trapped carrying a religious belief that you don't buy, or maybe you get trapped carrying an outlook on the world that you don't actually see. One of the most beneficial things you can do for yourself is just admit what's real. You can't build a life on a foundation that's a facade, right? That's an illusion. That's something you're telling yourself, but you don't actually believe. And so I say all that because I think that it's really beneficial to be really honest about the way that you feel about your life. And then that's where growth work can be super beneficial, right? Because it's like, okay, this is bullshit. Great, you resent your job. Great, you resent your spouse. Great, you resent your kids. Now what? Because you don't want to stay there, right? And this is the problem, is if you don't admit it, you stay there oftentimes. Like, I resented my job for probably 4 years because I just didn't want it. It took me 2 years to just admit it to myself. This doesn't say a value statement about the job, and it's not a value statement about me, right? And so if you resent your partner, that's not a value statement about either of you. It's that you've allowed yourselves to enter into a situation which has progressed in a negative manner. It doesn't have to be more than that, but you admit it. And now, okay, I have this resentment. What can I do about it? Well, you can accept it, right? Like, I mean, truly, truly accept it, which takes some inner work, or you can change it. You can go like, hey, my needs aren't being met here, and I'm growing resentful, and I love you, and I don't want to grow in this direction anymore. But none of that's possible if you're not super honest about yourself or about your life and about the situation you're in. And so I say that because it's worth understanding that there is no one-size-fits-all path. There's no growth work one-size-fits-all. People will say that, and they might have millions of followers, but it's just not true because everyone's situation is nuanced. But once you're really honest with yourself about where you're at in your life, then you see what growth work is for me and what's not. As I said, now I'm in this position where I realized my life, I was underserving my own soul. And so I needed to find people that talked to me like I had a damn soul in the first place. And transformational work that did not include the very ground of my being didn't work for me. So yeah, just a little spiel on honesty as we hit this 12-minute mark. I love you guys. I hope you've enjoyed this process. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.